Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Matthew chapter 13, verse 52. Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore every teacher of the law who has been instructed about the kingdom of heaven is like the owner of a house who brings out of his storeroom new treasures as well as old." Bob was confronted with a dilemma. He just bought a new pair of shoes to replace his old ones. Yet he couldn't bring himself to make the change. He was certain the new ones would be uncomfortable and make his feet hurt, so he simply refused to wear them. Jesus presented his disciples with a similar dilemma. He had instructed them about the change which was going to take place from the old covenant to the new one. Although the disciples said they understood, they were uncertain what that change would mean. Still, Jesus said, the old would need to have the new added. Jesus' lesson makes me look at God's old and new covenants in the same way. His lesson spoke to the law and the prophets, which upheld the old covenant. This was how God prepared his people to receive the promised Savior. The new covenant was what Jesus established by his earthly ministry, and which declared the old was now perfectly fulfilled. What is important for me to remember is the old is not discarded as unnecessary. Jesus refers to it as an old treasure to which new treasures are added. For me, it offers a complete picture. The old promised that a Savior would come to offer peace and forgiveness. The new proclaims that through Jesus' sacrificial work, there is peace and forgiveness. Because of the promises in the old and their fulfillment in the new, I now have the whole story. I also have the reassurance of God's absolute faithfulness. It is that faithfulness which gives me every confidence to follow Him and every reason to trust Him. It is also that faithfulness which will bring me into His heavenly kingdom and will keep me safe as God leads me on my way there. How blessed I am to have the rich treasures of God's faithful promises, old and new. O gracious Lord and Savior, uphold me with Your promises and reassure me with Your faithfulness. Comfort me and keep me until I attain the never-ending joys of heaven. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.